72 degrees at 8:56. Let's check in on commodity markets this morning with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets perked up a little bit overnight, but reopening this morning, the prospects are more mixed. We're cautiously optimistic that a technical recovery may still be developing. High crop conditions, ratings continue to sponsor ideas that limited upside potential for the time being, but funds continue to be the market movers. Crude trade is down not quite half a dollar, and the dollar is up, trading at about near 95. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so we'll wait and see what happens there. Current price action, September corn currently up a half a cent at 346 and three quarters. December corn up a penny at 360 and three quarters. Soybeans for August, 840 even, up a half a cent. September, 845 and three quarters, up three quarters. And new crop November, steady on the day at 855 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September is $5 and a quarter cent, up 2.5. And December, 514 and three quarters, up 2.5. Kansas City for September is 492 and a quarter, up a penny and a half. And December is 516 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, is 532 and three quarters for September, down a half. And December is 550 even, down a penny. Looking at the livestocks, currently you have hogs down a little bit and cattle are trading up just a touch. China sold 140,000 tons of soybeans from the 2013 crop out of the state reserves this morning, or 28% of the total offered at $446 a ton. Technical recovery prospects. Retracement ideas, we need to put on our seller's cap at this particular point in time to try to catch up on old crop and new crop sales. Ballpark ideas are for corn, 380 to 395 basis to Dease. That looks like a reasonable retracement level, and are trying to put our objectives a little bit lower than the technical chart would suggest. 940 to 950 basis November beans is a reasonable objective. And 520 to 530 basis September wheat also is an idea. If you don't have enough storage, we need to encourage making those sales sooner rather than later. And the bottom line is we're definitely going to oversupply this market, and we need to make sure that we're cognizant of that. We think realistically the last year's lows are vulnerable. We've already taken them out in beans, and we very well could do the same thing for corn. As usual, ethanol production and inventory numbers are due out shortly and may offer the market a little bit of additional guidance. Thanks, Brandon. We hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Checking your weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard for today. Mostly sunny skies, cooler and less humid with a high of 80 degrees. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight will drop to a low of 59 degrees. For the day tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a high of 83. We do have a chance of thunderstorms moving in tomorrow night into Friday. Friday's high, 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, 72 degrees at 9 o'clock.